Do you know just how much your internal beliefs and stories are impacting and even influencing what you do or what you don't do in your business? In this episode, we will dive into that together. Welcome to Your Business Quest podcast. I'm Osman Sharif, the business owner's coach, and I'm dedicated to guiding established experts like you through the journey of confidently growing your business without chaos and confusion. Come along as we navigate the unique chapters ahead of your business, exploring how to master your mindset and truly embrace your entrepreneurial superpower in everything you do. So if you're ready to make some real magic happen in your business, then let's embark upon this exciting quest together. Today, I want to have a chat with you, just me and you, about one of my favourite topics. It's about mindset, how our beliefs have a huge impact and really do influence everything that we do. And the key thing about this is, as human beings, we literally operate in autopilot so much that we don't often take the time to think about, well, how are those beliefs, i.e. those stories, just causing so much chaos sometimes in our business, and how much is it impacting what we think we could do, what we think we can't do, what we are doing and what we're not doing. And this became really evident last week when I was delivering a guest masterclass for a group membership, and it was all focused around beliefs and how do we really work on our mindset. And one person asked me a question which was just really insightful in terms of how they were thinking about the next phase of their business and how do they navigate that, but just how much that decision was being shaped by the beliefs and what they think that they should do and why they think that they should do something or why not. I know you're excited to get going, but before we jump in, I want you to get the most from today's episode. And for you to do that, just like it would be if you go on any journey, you need to know where you currently are right now before just blindly moving forward. So I invite you to take my Business Magic Scorecard right now so that you can get a snapshot of your current reality. You know what's going well in your business and where you've got the biggest opportunities for even more growth ahead. It's quick, typically taking less than 97 seconds. It's free, and I know it'll give you so much clarity. You'll get a personalized report with your results, along with some exclusive free resources to help you based upon your results to move things forward. I promise that it will help you to discover which of the three elements of my business magic formula you'd benefit from focusing upon right now. You'll then hear what's discussed in the rest of this podcast episode very differently and through a more personalized perspective with your scores in mind. And that, my friend, will help you when it comes to deciding what to implement and what actions to take as a result. So take action now. Simply go to osmansharif.com/scorecard or visit the links in the show notes. Okay, now let's get going. When I work with my business coaching clients, a lot of what I help them do is really tackle their mindset gremlins that are getting in the way so that they can navigate that next part of their business and grow it in the way that they truly want. But often, and I've experienced this so many times myself, and I'm absolutely sure that you have in your business so far, we can hit what Gay Hendricks talks about as being the upper limit. And he talks about that in his book, The Big Leap, and I love the visual metaphor of it. He describes that as being like a thermostat. So think about if you're in a room and you set the thermostat to whatever temperature you want it to be. I live in Glasgow in Scotland. I like to be nice and toasty, so my thermostat's often set to be quite warm. But what happens in the room? Well, after the room heats up to a certain temperature, the heating goes off. And then when it drops down below a certain temperature, then the heating kicks on. But you end up basically hovering around that certain temperature kind of parameters. Well, that can happen a lot, especially when we think about our upper limits in relation to money, which is a huge part when it comes to business. And that could show up in terms of how we charge and even how we set our goals. And the whole point of knowing and recognizing that we have an upper limit, most of us, is because we can end up sabotaging ourselves without realizing it. Because let's say, for example, you've got an upper limit in terms of how much you think you could charge per client or for a service or a product, or even how much you think you can safely have in your bank account or in terms of a revenue number, that is very much a story in our mind. And that number can then massively shape what we do, the actions that we take, what we say yes to, what we say no to. Does this make sense so far? So that could be like, again, I've seen this in many situations where if somebody hits their upper limit of what they think they can charge or how much they can, you know, have in their bank account, as soon as it gets above that, what do they end up doing? They end up spending more without thinking about it until it gets back into that zone of, oh yeah, okay, this feels comfortable now. And therefore, it can go backwards and forwards. If it gets lower than that, then it might be I need to take more action and get more business and do more business development until it rises up. But you can then often hover around a certain mark. And I've seen this when clients have come, especially from the corporate world. A couple of people that come to mind is when they started to earn just about what they earned in their last job, that's where they started to hit their invisible upper limit, where they would start to go, oh, okay, they would stop taking action, they would procrastinate just when they were getting there because they didn't unconsciously want to get above there because that's what they thought, well, that's how much I can earn. That's as much as they've ever earned in some of their jobs at that point. So mindset is a huge part of how we take action, how we grow our business, how we navigate business changes and navigate business challenges. And it's one of the key things that I love because mindset, especially beliefs, are something that's not fixed. But every single second, our mind is using our beliefs, our stories, to filter our reality, to shape and influence what we think we can do and what we can't do. And there was, again, a client that always sticks into my head where a few years ago, we were having a coaching session. He set himself a challenging 90-day goal. And then in the subsequent conversation, I kept hearing him say stuff which indicated to me that he had a bit of a mindset block around money. So we dove into it, I brought it to life, brought it to the surface, and then I used an NLP coaching technique to help him to basically deal with it and to effectively edit that story. So therefore, his mind didn't use that as a reference point. And it was all down to his view about being a business owner and an entrepreneur. And it was actually more to do with his parents' beliefs rather than his beliefs, but through osmosis became to become something that he believed because of his experiences of growing up. And we got rid of that belief using that coaching technique, and he didn't change anything else around his strategies and what he did. Nothing else changed, but that mindset belief just got blown out the water like magic. And he then went on to achieve his 90-day goals or revenue goals in 30 days. And a lot of it, as he said, was it was just down to not having that belief or that story holding him back as well. So I've seen this show up in many, many different ways. And I'd really encourage you to think about, you know, money is just one example of where it can show up. It can show up in so many different ways. But one thing I do with my clients often, and it's a really practical way, is let's say you're having a bit of a block around how much you should charge for a project or a piece of work for a client. I'd encourage you to get some pieces of paper or post-it notes, and actually write down different monetary values on each page. So for example, let's say it was £500 increments, or you choose whatever, or £1,000, or you know, it could be £50, whatever it could be, and literally place them on the floor. And I want you to then imagine that you were to do that piece of work for the lower amount and just see how does it feel. And most often you'd go, no, it just doesn't sit well for you. And just keep walking to that next increment until you feel that hesitation. And the reason why I get you to do this, or I'd suggest that you do this in a physical form, is that's where the whole mind-body connection comes in. I see people when just moving from one increment to the next, that's where they tense up, or they just can't even put their foot on the next post-it or the next piece of paper. And that can show that that's where they might have their upper limit. That's where they think, oh, I can't go above that, or it feels like there's a resistance around it. And then it gives you that chance to go, okay, well, am I okay with that? Or what's that doing to me in terms of if I wasn't to go above that? Is that actually just because of my belief around it? Or is there anything else to do around that that I can actually deal with? So it's a really good sense check just to see, do you have any upper limits that are influencing or impacting your business as well. And like I said at the start of this episode, I was delivering a masterclass session inside of a group, and we were talking about money blocks, we were talking about beliefs, and talking about the impact that has. And one of the people in the group just really vulnerably shared, I'm not going to share any of their details, but they shared how their business was going well, but they've hit that VAT threshold. So that's a threshold in the UK where they have to then charge extra sales tax effectively. And for them, it was like, the belief around it, the story was real interesting, the way that they described it, was very much around, well, if I go above that, it's actually going to cost me money. And I'm not an accountant, okay, and I did say you need to speak to your accountant, but they then had elements around, well, their audience was primarily business to consumer. So it was like, well, I can't pass that charge on to my customers. They're already paying at the top of what they would pay. So is that really true though? And I don't know their business inside out, but a lot of that is down to stories, and I was just challenging and questioning it. But then it was all that element of, well, I can't go above that, so I then don't have to do VAT in that way. And I just want you to think about that. Is there anything that you've ever done, whether it's related to VAT or tax, etc., that does cloud your perspective? And again, you're a business owner, they're a business owner, they could choose whatever they want to do. We had a real honest conversation around it in that group session. And it was just interesting to see, well, is that limit the limit of what you want to earn? I mean, are you in business for the long term or the short term? I.e., is that all you want to now earn at that level for the rest of your business? What would happen if the government increased that threshold? Would you happily then go, okay, now I can earn more? Or would you then go, no, I'm still going to stick to what I can have? And for them, it was like, well, okay, I would definitely earn more. And it was that realization around, well, are you going to let somebody else's decision, i.e. the government, dictate what you can make happen? But also, do you have a belief that you can't get above that level where, you know, you can earn double what you might be earning at the moment or more? So again, all I want you to do when you think about beliefs is just challenge it, shuggle it up a little bit for you to think about, well, what really is that story that you're telling yourself, and how could that be impacting what you choose to do or what you choose not to do there as well? And as a result of that, you can then make a decision to go, am I going to do it or not? But you're then in control. You're in the driver's seat to be able to go, I'm making that decision, rather than I can't, or because of other factors around it. Because often those factors are actually in our minds. They are what we think, what we believe, and our beliefs are not completely true. And the way to think about this is, have you ever been in a situation where one person could believe something to be 100% true in the world and somebody could believe something completely the opposite? You know, think about religion, think about politics. We live in the same world. But that's why, how could two things exist in the same world where one person thinks that's true but the other person thinks something else is true? Yes, it's true in our minds, but actually, is it really true? Could you go and argue in a court of law that, yep, your point of view is true and the other person's is false? Well, not really, okay? So I want you just to start getting curious around your beliefs, and I want you to try and help yourself, not try, actually do it, and just give yourself that chance to go, how are these stories, these internal gremlins, impacting my growth, impacting my business growth as well? So anytime you hear yourself saying, I can't do that, or I wish I could do that, but, do you know what I mean, or it's okay for them, all of these things indicate that you might have a mindset block, a limited belief, an upper limit that might just not be helping you or your business. And then challenge it and go, well, is that really, really true? You know, can I actually sit or stand in a court of law and argue my case to go, that's 100% true? And what you'll probably find is it starts to shatter. Even if you start to look at it, if you have one contradiction, that can make you go, oh, well, maybe it's not all true. So that might be, for example, if you have a belief that, oh, clients won't pay more than X amount for my service. And if you have one other person that goes, oh yeah, that client did pay that, well, that can start to shatter that belief. And I've had people in the past that I've sent one proposal and they didn't get that proposal and they went, oh, well, that's not going to work. The client doesn't want it. They don't see the value. And not realizing it's just feedback from one client. But if they sent that out to 10 clients, okay, well, that might give them a chance to get different perspectives. And if five of them even say yes, that shows that actually that belief that they might have started to form, like this isn't good, or they don't want it, or it's too expensive, whatever that story might be, could actually be growing arms and legs. So I just want you to really think about, what are some of the stories that you say to yourself that you might say out loud to other people in conversations, and just go, that's interesting. One of my favorite words. And just get curious to go, when did I decide that? And that's one of my favorite questions that can be like a bit of a sledgehammer, that when you look at a belief and you can go, when did I decide that? And just see what pops up. When I first went on my NLP course, so that's neuro-linguistic programming, I recognized that I had a limiting belief around money. And it particularly was around money in a commercial perspective. So it wasn't about maths. I did maths at university, first and second year. It was more about looking at, you know, accounts and spreadsheets and P&L and all that kind of stuff. And I got curious because I was learning about how do we recognize what beliefs are, and then how do we get rid of beliefs using NLP coaching techniques. And I brought that to the table, the conversation. I was like, I've got a belief around money. And what I recognized was, even when I was at the early stages of my career, I worked in Marks and Spencer's. Every Monday, we would have a commercial manager's meeting. I would start to panic just after breakfast because I knew in that meetings, a lot of it was about numbers. You know, where are we against our targets? What does that look like? Budgets. And I'd have this uneasiness around it. And I'd go into that meeting and I'd feel really like I need to know my numbers. I'd be like gripping my crib sheet in my hands around in case I was questioned about anything. And in my NLP course, we dug into it. And the question came up was, well, Sam, when did you decide you're not good with numbers, especially in the financial perspective around money? And a memory just popped in my head. My dad had a shop. And when I was a young boy, I used to think I was a big boy and I wanted to serve on the cash register. And there was one particular memory, and I had not thought about it for many, many years before even that NLP course. But it was so vivid in my head where a customer came in, they bought a newspaper, they handed over a paper note, and I rung it up on the till, put their money into the cash register, and I closed the till, and I smiled at them. You know, customer service is really good. And they looked at me going, okay, like, where's my change? And then the person that was actually working in the shop apologized, opened the till, the register, gave them the change. And I was like, but why are you giving them money back? Bearing in mind, I was probably about, you know, 6 or 7 at this age, right? Pretending I was a big boy. And then the person that working there actually opened the till again. They took a £5 note and they broke it down into the different coins. And they were trying to explain to me that really, we're still keeping, let's say it was 20 pence, that newspaper. It's like, we're still keeping 20 pence, but we're giving them £4.80 back. And in that memory, all I just remember hearing this little boy, this little man saying, goes, oh, this is so confusing, right? And that little story, that thing that I said to myself, that decision I made at that age, then became effectively a rule in my head. It became a belief. And then the next time something came up, I'd have this experience where my mind would go back to, well, how do I feel about it? It would associate it to the past experience. And then it just grew on arms and legs and had that compound effect to the point where I was sitting in my job, my first proper job, and I wasn't thinking about what happened back in that situation, but it was still impacting me because of that story, that belief. And then when I asked myself, well, when did I decide that? And that memory came up, I was able to look at it and go, I absolutely understand now what was happening there. It just doesn't make sense at that age. But as soon as I had that awareness, that memory, that belief just shattered. And therefore, that uneasiness, that old belief just went like magic. So I really do encourage you just to ask yourself, when did you decide that? And you might get really surprised at what pops up, because often it might not even be related to your business. It might even be related to other experiences or things that happened in the past. The example that I shared earlier was, it wasn't even my client's belief, it was the experience of his parents when they had a business and how that shaped or informed his beliefs there as well. I've had examples in the past with coaching clients. There was one person that was doing super well in their business and they were flying, they had a team around them, and then they went to a conference and they had a role model that they looked up to at this conference, and they asked them a question, and I don't know who the person was, but I actually just want to go and give them a shake. But that person on the stage basically said something along the lines of, oh, that's a very curious question to ask, but they said it in a tone that my client took on as a, oh, well, I should know better. Do you mean I can't believe I asked that? And at that moment, their confidence just shattered. They had this kind of limited belief, like, oh, maybe I'm not good enough. I don't know what I'm doing here. And just after that, their business started to just decline, you know, month after month after month, because of this belief, as this confidence, what they were doing in the past, they were second guessing themselves, they were stopping doing some of the things that were working. And they came to me because they were like, I don't know what's happened, but something feels different. And we explored it, and that's what it came up as. So you might be, with the best intention, reading a book. You might be listening to a podcast episode. You might be watching a speaker at an event. But just watch out for what you say to yourself. Because if you go, oh, it's all right for them, they don't have kids, or they've done X, or whatever that might be, is that really true? Or is that actually impacting you and your business? Is that starting or reinforcing a belief that you have? And then your beliefs shape the goals that you go after. And what I love about this is, often when I work with clients, they tell me what they want to do. If we then uncover if there's a belief, especially around money or anything around performance, and then we deal with that, when they look at their goals, often they go, ah, no, 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 this is what I really want. And it might be the timescale changes that they go, actually, I want to do that a lot quicker. I only had that timescale because I thought, oh, it's really big, I can't do it. So that could adjust some of the goalposts. It could even adjust some of the numbers in terms of, no, no, this is what I really want to make happen. So can you see why your mindset, your beliefs can actually influence the design of your business, what you think is even possible? So when I work with clients, it's all about keeping your design, your mindset, your strategies alive, but recognizing that they all influence each other. So we need to keep an eye on them to see, how are they working for you at the moment? How are they helping or maybe hindering that next growth phase of your business? So my invitation for you is to get curious, become aware of your beliefs, your stories. What are you saying to yourself? What are you saying to others? How do you challenge them? How do you question them? How do you really decide, do I want to keep that belief or do I actually want to get rid of it? And if there's any particular beliefs that you think, oh, that's really holding me back, or it could potentially hold me back in some way, then just remember, beliefs are not solid. Our mind doesn't actually care about beliefs, but it just operates as if it's true. And therefore, it's really easy to let go of beliefs. There's many things that you would have believed in the past, but now when you think about it, you might go, oh, that doesn't seem true to me anymore. So I hope this conversation around beliefs and internal beliefs and stories shows you why I love helping my clients around mindset stuff. I love how it feels magical when we basically look at them, address them, and let go of them. And just in the power that we have to change how we think, how we feel, how we act. Because we are our worst enemies at times, but we actually can be our best cheerleaders as well. So please do let me know what's resonated with you from this episode. Is there any beliefs that have started to come to the surface through our conversation? Is there anything that you think, oh, I really want to let go of that? If you need any help with doing that, then please do reach out to me. And I hope you enjoy this and you keep going and smashing those beliefs and stories that are not working or serving you and your business. Until next time, bye for now. Two quick things before you go. First of all, I would be so grateful if you could do me a favor and take a minute to subscribe, rate, and leave a review of this podcast on your favorite podcast player. This will mean that this episode and future episodes find their way to other business owners to help them on their business journey. And also for you, it'll mean that the next episode will be waiting for you in your feed so that you don't miss out. And then if you've not already done so, I'd again love to invite you to take the Business Magic Scorecard. Because in less than 2 minutes, I promise that it will help you to clearly see where your biggest opportunities are for growth and what's currently going well for you, so that you can keep doing those things. You'll receive your results in a personalized report, along with free exclusive resources to help you move things forward based upon your individual results. And what's more, you can even book in for a free 50-minute virtual cuppa with me, so that we can have a real two-way conversation about your business and results. So will it be your design, your mindset, or your strategies that need your attention so that you can confidently grow your business without chaos and confusion? Find out by going to usmansharif.com/scorecard or through the links in the show notes. I look forward to hearing what you make of your results, and until next time, bye for now.